Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my next guest is an actor-comedian. You can see him in movies like True Romance or television programs like Friends or Justified. He's currently starring in the Netflix show Atypical. He's in town to perform at the Vic Theater stand-up comedy. Of course, I'm talking about Michael Rappaport, who's in studio tonight, and he will be at the Vic tomorrow night. Michael, thanks for being here. Great
thanks
to meet
for having
you.
Me. I appreciate it.
This is stand-up for you. I would think of you as a comedic actor. I'd known you for even a director before I would say stand-up. So, but it's interesting to see you started your career this way.
I started as a stand-up comedian when I was 19. Did it for about 5 years. Fell in love with acting. Acting took off. I stopped doing it, but I've been back, doing it for the last year and a half. I've been on tour. I'm excited to perform. It's my first time performing stand-up in Chicago.
Wow.
I love the city. I love the people. I love the attitude. I love the comedic lineage of Chicago. So I can't wait to perform at the Vic Saturday night. There's some tickets still available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com, MichaelRappaportComedy.com, and I can't wait. I know all about the Vic Theater and the history of it, so I'm looking forward to one night.
Is it
and
like
one show.
Riding a bike for you? The fact that you take this much time. What's it like to get back on stage? What do you remember? And how have you evolved as an artist to be stand up then and stand up now?
That's a good question. I mean, when I was younger, I was funny. I had an attitude. I was fearless. I didn't have much. I was 19, so I wasn't like one of these stand-up savants like Eddie Murphy when he was 19. He just was like built and made and born for it. But I really had been thinking about doing it for a while. And, with life and experience and marriage and divorce and kids driving you nuts and politics, and sports and, my love of reality TV and everything in between. I have a lot to talk about. I try to make it as personal as possible. I'm looking forward to having a good show at the Vic.
I was going
to
say, you don't have any problem with the personal part. Whether you're with Andy Cohen or you're on Stern, whatever you're doing, your own podcast, you talk about personal issues. When you're on stage doing stand-up, it's different than a conversation doing podcast. So do you have to cater and change the way you perform your personal material when you're doing it to an audience as opposed to a conversation?
That's a good question. Yeah, obviously, you can't meander as much as you can during a conversation. So it has to be more concise. That's the beauty of it. You know, it's stand-up comedy. It's not stand-up talking. It's not stand-up stories. People come to laugh. So that's the craft of it. Minimizing your words to get your point across to eventually, hopefully, end with some sort of laugh or a gasp. Or running out of the theater. One of the three is always good. As long as there's a response. But in general, they haven't had any people running out of the theater yet. And hopefully that won't start in Chicago.
Well, it's tomorrow night at the Vic. Michael Rappaport is my guest, and we're talking about his stand-up show, Will Shit at the Vic, and your career. The one thing about you I love is that you are. It's a form of improv. You can kind of spiral into a rage. You'd be talking about the housewives or whatever it is, and you go there. We expect that from you in that same form when you're
absolutely.
On stage. Stand-up?
Absolutely. I call it disruptive comedy. So, I definitely, it is cathartic. It is a venting. It is also, I think it's weird because I didn't imagine this, but I feel like, that I'm doing stand-up. People get a 360 degree understanding, even past the, my disposition, my sort of social media disposition, which is a sort of a new dynamic that people, see. It's more vulnerable. I think this stand-up comedy is more vulnerable than I thought it would be. And I like that, like I said, I feel like with any art form, the most important thing is to make it personal. If you can't make it personal, it'll never be original. Mm. So obviously I touch on topical things, but the stuff that I'm most proud of, and I think the blood and guts and humor of my comedy, and I think any great comedian, and I don't consider myself a great yet, but I think any great comedian is that it has to be personal. There has to be a sense of what he's saying is really true to him, and I can relate to that.
I'm a big believer in unique people make unique art and authenticism. The idea that you are authentic, do you see that as being a part of the recipe of who you are, whether you're on stage, whether you're in social media, whatever? You just come across as you are Michael Rapaport.
Yes, yes.
It's not an act.
No, it's not an act. I'm not turned on to 45 degrees hot all the time, 45 over 10. I am comfortable with who I am. I'm comfortable with my point of view. I'm comfortable being a trash talker, and I feel like if you're going to give it, you have to be able to take it. I think that's important. If you're going to dish out, you have to be able to receive it. And I poke fun of myself off the top to establish the game plan for the show.
For you, and we talk about trash talk, I'll talk about it. But did it take a while for you to be comfortable in your own skin? Or is it something you just right away? You're 19. I know who I am. I'm Michael Rapaport.
I think it's taken me a while to get comfortable sharing it with the world. Behind closed doors, I've always been myself. But as when you're a young actor, and especially like in the 90s, everybody wants their Robert De Niro, Al Pacino persona, and like, oh, I'm so mysterious, and I'm an artist, and I'm ethereal, and that ain't me, and I also believe not all actors have to be like that, but a lot of, especially New York actors, that was who we looked up to in the way they sort of handled themselves. Those guys are incredible. Those are my dudes. They're very shy, quirky people, and in real life, I'm not shy. I probably may be quirky, but I'm definitely not shy, so... as far as sharing it with the world, I've had to get a little bit more comfortable. Like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to be, this person or that person. Let my work do the talking. And I could be myself and have fun and poke fun at myself. And when you see me in public, I think people respond to it because they feel like they know me. So I'm cool with that.
How much of that comes from growing up in New York? How much do you think? All of it?
All of it. Everything about me is New York. The way I speak, the way I think, the way I walk, the way I talk. I feel like New York and Chicago, we have so much in common. The aesthetic of the city, especially like, where we are up here at WGN, it feels so much like New York. You guys are a little bit more chill than we are, but not much. I mean, you guys got attitudes and all that stuff. So, I've always felt a kinship for this city, and that's why I'm really looking forward. Like, as far as my tour, like, this is the most exciting city that is on the show on the dates.
I've always enjoyed your comedy and your acting, and beyond that, your voice and a lot of stuff you've done with hip hop, but I've always felt like you are New York personified because it feels like you keep up with that pace.
Yep.
That New York has a pace to it. There's a frenetic pace to it. And if you can bottle that up in a person, it's Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of us, but definitely, I mean, it's who I am. I mean, it's part of what you get with me is you're going to get a sense of a New Yorker, a certain kind of New Yorker.
Michael Rapaport's at the Vic Theater tomorrow night, right here in Chicago on the North Side on Sheffield. Michael Rapaport comedy.com is where you can find the tickets. We're talking with Michael here in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more right after the break. So stay with us.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Michael Rapaport is here, the great actor and comedian. Currently is an Atypical, which just got renewed for another season, so congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
He is in town doing stand-up comedy at the Vic Theater tomorrow night. Michael, the website is michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Michael, I know you because of the Tribe Called Quest documentary, which is great, and you have spent a life in hip-hop. I don't think a lot of people know that you have almost... The 90s hip-hop scene, you're a big part of it.
And the 80s. I grew up around it. It was good timing. Basketball and hip-hop was all I was interested in, and I fell in love with the music at a very young age. My father worked at a radio station, so I got exposed to the music when I was 9. I was fortunate to be around it, and I love it. I have such a... respect for the music and for the culture and what it means to me as a fan. I'm just a fan. I was fortunate to make the documentary about A Tribe Called Quest. And maybe one day I'll make another a documentary about a hip-hop group. And yeah, it's definitely a big part of my life.
What attracts you to it? What is it about that art form and about that music that brings you in?
That's a good question. It's just expressive. It's funky. It's a learning tool. It's fun. It's anti-establishment. It started as underground. And it is the last original form of American music. And it's just, for me, I have to just say, it's just funky. Like, you know, I start, like me, I respond to the beat first. I've always, the beat first. I need my rapper and my MC to be on the beat. So it's just the beat. It's just the beat and the slang and the bravado and the competitiveness and the political nature of it. And I've learned so much from hip hop. It's a soundtrack to my whole youth. You know, hip hop is my entire life is hip hop.
To get into to obviously be an actor and comedian, but to get into directing and take on that project, how was that for you to say, okay, I'm going to be a documentarian now?
It was challenging. Making a documentary is not easy. It's not for the meek. You can't do it from a cerebral part of your brain. You have to do it from an emotional, for me, you have to do it from an emotional pull to have to tell a story. It came like, oh, I'm thinking about, you know, I may one day, no, it has to be, I have to tell this story. There's no toe in the pool. It has to be, I'm jumping in the river and I'm doing this. And they're going to be in a river and there's going to be currents and you're going to get lost. And hopefully you'll make it out, because it's just the nature of documentary storytelling. There's no, it's like a jigsaw puzzle that's, you're going to be missing parts, and you have to recreate those parts somehow, some way.
Right.
If that makes sense. So yeah. I love it, but it's certainly something that you can't just, you know, go into it haphazardly.
You're doing stand-up at the Vic tomorrow night. That's why you're in town. MichaelRapaportComedy.com is where you find the tickets. He's at the Vic Theater. But I've seen you call a social commentator, podcaster, social media presence, of course, with the cat videos and everything else. It's been extreme. An actor, of course. Mm-hmm. But you seem to wear a ton of hats. Yeah, and is that by design, the idea that you are Michael Rapaport in the world and you'll do anything? Or is it just sort of yes and you find projects that you like and you just kind of go there?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't by design. You know, I feel like in this day and age, there's so many different outlets to articulate yourself, to express yourself. You know, even on television, you know, with the streaming services and the paid cable and the, you know, the network television, and then, you know, still movies or something. And then as far as directing, that just happened. And then, you know, I happened to start a podcast 5 years ago. You know, I love creating. You know, I love, I never called myself an artist for a long time, because I always equated artists to like Picasso and Van Gogh and like paint on the fingernails. But the artistic expression is something that means a lot to me. And I've been fortunate to find different forums, primarily as an actor, a podcaster, and a stand-up comedian, that are both lucrative, challenging, and fulfilling. I get off on them. It's like the closest, you know, when it's rocking, you know, the business and the getting there and the this and all stuff. But I mean, the closest thing that I could articulate it to is, it's like a sexual thing. During that time, it's short. But there is that feeling when it's going right and everything is working on all cylinders, that it is that sort of euphoric high, you know. And I love that. I really love it. And I just love the challenge of it. Like, I love the challenges and the, you know, the unpredictability of art. Yeah, I hate to use that word because it sounds so cliche. It sounds so almost, pretentious. But that's what it is, I guess. I hate saying it, but it is true.
Just watching your face, you're really not sure that that's the right word for you.
It is the right word. Even for me, who's been doing this 30 years, I probably didn't use that word maybe till 5 years ago. Like, I never said, oh, I'm an artist. I know probably my face is probably blushed and sad because I don't say it, but I'm just trying to explain it, you know, in a basic way.
It is interesting because at the end of the day, you have done some really artistic things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about the documentary, the Tribe Called Quest documentary, or even some of the independent films that you've acted in, and even Atypical, what you're doing now. Yeah. You are very artistic in your approach of things, even if you don't feel it.
Yeah, I am. And like, for me, it's all about emotion. Like, if painter or a singer, like, for me, like, my emotions are what, that's my thing. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Emotion. You know, good, happy, angry, pissed off, excited, passionate, frustrated. That's what I'm good at.
Many people who with your stature get to this part of your career and you can pick and choose the projects you want to do. They almost leave stand up behind. They go, all right, now I'm an actor. Now I'm a commentator, whatever it might be. It's interesting that you're going full circle, that you started in stand-up, went to everything else, and now you're back on stage.
I'm kind of doing it backwards compared to most comedians. And that's just the nature of I didn't grow up thinking I'd be an actor. I didn't have a real plan when I started. And it's just where I'm at, you know. I love it so much. I love the immediacy of stand-up, and like I said, you know, it's just such a challenge, you know. It's just such a fun, immediate, unpredictable form, and you know, I feel like I have a lot to say, and I'm really enjoying it.
For you, do you pick projects on the challenge? Is that the idea when you think? Because you're, I mean, like I said, you're all over the map in a good way, but do you pick the next thing you're going to do based on how challenging it is?
It depends. You know, it depends. You know, it's challenge, business, convenience, time. It could just be, you know, because you're excited about it and you'll do it for free. Well, hopefully not for free, but sometimes it's close to doing things for free. But you just, it all depends. It all depends on what's on the menu.
Right. Michael Rappaport's my guest. He is at the Vic Theater tomorrow night doing stand-up comedy. MichaelRappaportComedy.com is where you can find tickets. I can't let you go without talking about the Knicks. Of course, you're in Chicago. The Knicks and the Bulls, of course, have had a rivalry for so many years. It's got to be really tough, right? It's tough for us as Bulls fans. It's got to be even worse.
It's tough for you guys. you got six championships. I know these guys. I got to Chicago yesterday, and I'm hearing every Chicago Bulls fan talk about how rough it is. Let me tell you something. You don't know what rough is, okay? You've had a couple of rough seasons. Rough. You got Zach LaVine. He was just in the All-Star game. You got this kid, Kobe White. Hopefully the coach will let him run free. He could have been in contention for Rookie of the Year. You guys will be fine. Don't talk to me about rough. Okay, I don't know what a ring looks like. Last time the Knicks won a ring, I was in a diaper, and hopefully the next time they win a ring, I won't be in a man diaper. Okay, so don't talk to me about rough. You got the greatest basketball player ever that came out of here. Whether you experience it firsthand or just know about it, I can't. You get no sympathy for me.
Is this the constant stream of conversation around the Knicks in New York? Is everyone just over the fact that they cannot get it?
I don't know why anyone goes to see him. I'm done. I won't, until Dolan sells the team or something drastic happens, I'm not going. I don't watch them. I'm disgusted with them. The great Charles Oakley, who started here protecting your goat, he's not allowed in the building. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that happening here in Chicago. Imagine Bill Wennington not being allowed, or I mean, so many of the guys like the meat and potato guys, or ML Carr in Boston not being allowed into the building because, give me a break. It's just, you know, that was the tip of the iceberg. But there's just been one thing after another with this Yahoo, James Dolan. And, you know, the Chicago, you think about the blues music, you know, so much history with blues here. Our owner, the billionaire who was handed the basketball team, he sings in a blues band. Think about how pathetic that is. He's a billionaire blues singer. Like, you got to think about that's the owner that's of the
bad.
Team.
It's that's
a it's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. So I don't want to hear, oh, we haven't made – give me a break. You had Derrick Rose. You had, I mean, you had plenty of good things, you know, with the frustrations. But when you have so much winning like you had in the 90s and even in the 80s and even success with D. Rose – you get used to it, as you should. It's a great sports town, and you know, I always love Chicago sports. You know, Walter Payton, my favorite football player, favorite running back ever.
Hopefully, you go to the show tomorrow night to Vic, you get a little bit of that.
Get a little bit of that.
A little bit of that. Michael Rappaport, the actor, comedian, and stand-up comedian, who will be at the Vic Theater on Sheffield up on the north side of Chicago. MichaelRappaportComedy.com is where you can find tickets. Pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. This was dope.